for the creator. When you talk about what was called the quote-unquote peace pipe in a treaty negotiation, that is more meaningful than to sign a document. So it's a way of sealing a deal, not just legally, but by giving a vow and confirming that to the larger universe. So it's not just between humans, it's between humans and the greater powers that are there.
Even today, in Native America, smoking tobacco can still be a spiritual act. The smoke rises and mingles, bearing unified prayers skyward, and as it does so, it combines the hopes and wishes of the whole community. For Europeans, though, who discovered smoking very late in the 16th century, smoking tobacco quickly became less about religion than about relaxation. It was first of all about enjoyment, and then about money. When the British colonized Virginia, the growing tobacco market in Europe rapidly became of prime economic importance. Bremen and Bristol, Glasgow and Dieppe all grew rich on American tobacco. As Europeans explored deeper into the continent in the 18th and 19th centuries, tobacco became an article of trade and currency in its own right. The European acquisition of tobacco and European pipe smoking symbolized for many Native Americans the expropriation of their homeland. From then on, in Europe and indeed in most of the world, smoking became an activity associated with pure pleasure, daily habit, and considerable cool. For most of the 20th century, film stars puffed away on screen while their cinema audiences admired them through answering clouds of smoke.